الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به وأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تبارك وتعالى، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers, sisters in Islam, last week we talked about the efforts that are being made by the kuffar, the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in trying to hinder people from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in trying to prevent people from coming to the way of Allah. And we talked about the enormous amount of money that they spend from their wealth in these efforts. Today, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to discuss three issues that have taken place since last Friday. And in discussing these issues, we hope that in the future, when similar things that we're going to mention take place, you brothers and sisters will take what was said today from this minbar as an example to be applied to those future situations. Because we can't waste our time every week dealing with issues that come to the community. We can't waste our time dealing with this so-called fiqh al-waqi'. We have to learn our religion. The first issue that we're going to deal with is what ironically took place at this time last Friday, according to the authorities, and that is a situation that you're all aware of. The Moroccan man who was accused of killing his wife, her mother, her father, and their infant son, or their infant child. In dealing with this issue very quickly and briefly, because there's something that's more important than this, inshallah, we read and we heard that this man slaughtered these people because the wife wanted to wear makeup, and he didn't want her to wear makeup. Another paper said that he slaughtered them because he wanted to force her to go back to Morocco to be a part of his harem, or his haram. Another paper said that he wanted to confiscate the child. So the mother, the father, the mother, the grandfather, and the grandmother tried to prevent him from taking the child, so he slaughtered all of them mercilessly. One of the captions of the newspaper said, "Muslim fanatic slaughters Christian family." Another paper said, "In the name of Islam." First of all, Ikhwan, we have to ask the question, where has the authority came to those people? Where is the authority that establishes the Islam of this Moroccan man? You ask any Moroccan that you know, and he'll tell you, there are Jews in Morocco, there are Christians in Morocco, there are Mujahideen in Morocco, communists in Morocco. Where did they get that he was a Muslim? This is an old ploy that these people use, and that they always connect these people with al-Islam, when in fact they don't give us any proof. Secondly, if the man was a Muslim, where's the proof that he did what he was accused of? A week later, we still have not seen any proof that he was the one who did the crime. So when these people talk about the atomic bomb as it relates and refers to the Muslims, they call it the Islamic bomb. We can't allow the Islamic bomb to be produced by Pakistan. We can't allow the Islamic bomb to be produced by Iraq. As it concerns and relates the kuffar of America, of England, they don't call it the bomb of the Church of England. So now they put the caption, Islamic fundamentalist, militant, killed Christian family. So the people who read the paper, the people we talked about last week, were easily misled, fooled, manipulated. As soon as they see a Moroccan, the first thing that comes to their mind is that this is what Islam represents. For those of you who are new in this scene, for those of you who may hear my voice at this time, and you're not a Muslim, Al-Islam does not prevent the Muslims to exonerate nor to implicate a person based upon circumstantial evidence, based upon gun speculation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us in an authentic hadith on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam said, لو يعطى الناس بدعواهم لجاء رجال أموال الناس ودماؤهم ولكن البينة على المدعي وعلى من أنكر اليمين. If the people were given in accordance with their claims, if the people were given simply because claims that they made, men would claim the lives and the property of other people. But the onus of proof is upon the claims. It's upon these people to establish the claims that they make. Second incident, what took place in France. And you are all aware of what took place in France. Nasr Allah salamu wa al-afiyah. There was a bomb that exploded in France last week. Killed innocent people. Injured innocent people. The enemies of Allah and the enemies of His deen said that the supporters and the members of the IFF, of the FSI, claimed responsibility for the bomb. We in this masjid know that there are people from amongst the Muslims who think this way, that it's permissible for them to go and to kill people who are innocent of any crime, and they call it jihad fi sabilillah. We know that those people exist amongst our ranks. Some of them may be sitting in this masjid, but they definitely exist. They come from their countries where they are being oppressed. If you want to grow a beard in their country, like Algeria, like Morocco and Tunis, like Egypt, if you have anything to do with Islam, there's a question mark placed over your head. To pray in the masjid 5 times a day, there's a question mark over your head. To teach people Islam, you're a threat to the government. We know that this is oppression. And we know that these brothers come from these countries, and they come where a person in this country is allowed freedom of speech to a certain extent. Where the person can take advantage of this freedom of speech and call to Islam with his tongue and with his actions. So we recognize that we have people from this ummah who believe that what took place in Algeria is sahih, is from Islam. But let it be known here that those people, when you look at the billion and so Muslims in the world today, those people represent a small minority. They are not the majority of this ummah. A very small minority. Even the majority of the people who come from those countries where the Muslims are being oppressed, if you were to ask them, what is the ruling of setting a bomb in a bus and blowing a bus up, the majority of the people from those countries would say that's haram. Haram. Lays them in this nasty shape. So we say, simply because we know that there are those people who think like this from our community, and they're the minority. This is not just cause, ikhwan, for us. to implicate those brothers. Simply because the enemies of Islam said that the supporters and the members of the FIS claim responsibility. This is a riwayah of the kuffar. And as you all know, in the study of hadith, for a man's riwayah to be accepted, he has to have certain conditions. The first one is Islam. He has to be thiqa. He has to have doubt in what he's saying. He knows what he's saying. And if these are lost, then he has to have other people who are supporting what he's saying. So we'll accept the narration of a kafir. But we'll accept it when there are clear evidences coming to us that it's true. So it's not permissible for us, ikhwan, to implicate our brother who may not understand Islam the way we understand Islam. And when we meet them, we say, you people planted the bomb. And just like that's not permissible for us to implicate the brothers from Algeria, it's not befitting for you, brother from Algeria. أو أنت يا أيها العرب أن تفتخر بالذي حصل ليس من الإسلام في شيء. إسلام في واد وهذا في واد آخر. So the proof hasn't been established upon our brother. So why are we going to take responsibility for that which we've been blamed for? In Oklahoma, when they took the bomb and they blew the people up, we had Muslims. Muslims! The kuffar right away said the Muslims did it. We had Muslims actually bragging about what happened. Yeah, we did it. This is Islam. Then it turned out Muslims had nothing to do with it. We destroy Islam with our own hands. So for you people who understand that Islam is placing a bomb and killing innocent people, first of all, when we're fighting the jihad, the real jihad in al-Islam, the jihad that requires fiqh and understanding, when we know the enemy is before us, Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, they leave Mecca to come to have a confrontation with the Muslims in Uhud, in Badr. The enemy is well known. He knows us and we know him. Even in this situation, it's not permissible for us to kill innocent people, women, children, and old men. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented that. And when Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu did it by mistake, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma inni bari'un mimma sami'a Khalid. Oh Allah, I'm free from what Khalid has done. So it's not from Islam. When we know the enemy, no doubt in this society, there are figures in this society who are the enemies of al-Islam. And we know them to be enemies of al-Islam. But when the brothers who believe that this way is the proper way, when they plant a bomb, they know that they're not going to harm that enemy who's sitting somewhere in his house. They try to terrorize innocent people to get to the enemy. What Islam is that? What Islam is that? What book do we take that Islam from? For you brothers, I call your attention to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. When he says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada bil-qist. Wa la yajrimannakum shana'anu qawmin ala an la ta'dilu. I'dilu huwa aqrabu lit-taqwa. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Oh, you who believe. Oh, you who believe. Stand up and be of those who establish what is right for Allah, witnesses to that which is right. And do not allow a people's former oppression toward you cause you to go astray and not be just. But be just and fear Allah. This is closer to taqwa. Verily, Allah is aware of what you do. This ayat was revealed because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after being prevented from going to Mecca by the kuffar, and then they signed the sulh al-Hudaybiyah, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. After this took place, so many years went by, and the Messenger of Allah regained strength. When he went back to Mecca, the Muslims had more strength than the non-Muslims of Mecca. So the Muslims said, we remember what they used to do to us. We remember that they used to kill us in Mecca. They slaughtered our Sahabas for no reason other than that they said La ilaha illallah. Threw us out of our places of birth. Took our money. We're going to slaughter them, a slaughtering that they've never seen before. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed this ayah and told the Muslims, do not allow a people's oppression towards you cause you to go astray. So because these things are happening in our country and we do not support those rulers, we recognize that that's oppression. But because it's happening, that does not give you authority to go outside of the realm of Al-Islam and to apply your own aqal. Allah Ta'ala tells us in another ayah of the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum la yudurrukum man dallu idha ihtadaytum. Oh, you believe, you are responsible for your own self. It does not harm you, those who go astray, those leaders and their henchmen. It does not harm you, those who go astray, if you're guided aright. Take the Sirat al-Mustaqeem, do what the Prophet told you to do and you'll be successful. And lastly, but not least, the most important incident that has happened that needs discussion because of what we've heard with our own ears coming out of the mouths of Muslims is the joke that took place in America on Monday when the minister, Louis Farrakhan, had a million-man march on Washington, D.C. A million-man march on Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, to make a statement. It's not surprising, Ikhwan, that the kuffar were fooled. They do not have a book that tells them to judge with justice. They do not have a book that gives them guidance and light. They do not have a sunnah of the last messenger that explains that book. They know nothing about the companions, those illustrious companions who explain to us Al-Islam. It's not strange that they thought that this was an Islamic effort. They give themselves to the media. They give themselves to the TV. The easiest people to be manipulated and controlled, opinions to be formed from them, come from the people who watch TV. This is their case, so it's not strange. But what is strange is for Abdullah al-Muslim, Amatullah al-Muslimah, to have the nerve to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to say that one for the black man. What Louis Farrakhan did with this was Islam. Every time a black man wants to raise his head up, people want to criticize him and cut him down. What Quran are you reading? What sunnah do you know about? You'll find these people of two types. The first one, as I said, he's nationalistic in his understanding and his perception of Al-Islam. He'll only accept Islam from people who are his color. And we all suffer the problem. Not a black Muslim problem, the Asian problem and the Arab problem. This is the problem of the Ummah. The Prophet ﷺ said that there will be four things that will never leave his Ummah until the hour is established. One of those things, as-sa'an fil ansab, wal-faqr fil nasab, that people will try to talk bad about other people's lineage and they'll brag about their lineage. So we have people who are nationalistic. They pray with us, they bow down on the carpet with us, and they read the same Quran and the same sunnah. So they supported Minister Louis Farrakhan. The other type of person is the Arab or the Asian or other than them, those people who really don't know Islam. But what happens is they view Al-Islam and they perceive Al-Islam as being like a football match. Us against them. Manchester United versus Arsenal. This is how they view it. So you can have a man who's well known, who gives da'wah to the kuffar by using the Bible. And he makes statements against Islam. Statements of kufr and disbelief that show his ignorance. But when he goes to the oil-producing countries, he's able to get hundreds and millions of dollars because it's us against them. They don't care what is he talking about. What is he calling to? How is he calling to it? Now, us against them. As long as he can defeat this famous preacher, he's done the job. Football match. Brothers in Al-Islam. Louis Farrakhan is a Catholic. Louis Farrakhan has taken the religion of Allah and he's played with the religion of Allah. How can we support a man who says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came down to the earth and impersonated another human being by the name of Master Farooq Muhammad? How can we support a man who says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a mother whose name was Baby G, born on the island of Palermo? How can we support a man who says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a stick of dynamite and placed it in the moon, exploded the moon, and that's how it got on the earth, oceans, seas, rivers, and lakes? Allah ta'ala asks you a question. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, لا تتخذوا الكافرين من دون لا تتخذوا الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أتريدون أن تجعلوا لله عليكم سلطانا مبينا. Oh you believe in this Quran, do not take those who are kuffar as awliya, people who you love, who you protect, who love you and who protect you. Do not take them as awliya instead of the believers. Do you want to establish for Allah over yourselves a clear argument? This is a clear argument. When you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Yawm al-Qiyamah and you supported this man and people are like him, what will you say? What will Allah ask you? This man said that I had a mother, you supported. What will be your answer? Can you imagine Musaylama al-Kizzab during the time of the Prophet? There was a man called Musaylima the liar, the chronic liar. He said, Muhammad is a messenger, but I'm also a messenger too. Can you imagine Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali supporting Musaylima in any shape, form, or fashion? Never. Allah tells us in another ayah of the Quran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الذين اتخذوا دينكم هزوا ولعبا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم والكفار أولياء. Oh you who believe, do not take the Jews and the Christians, those who were given the revelation before you, and do not take the kuffar as أولياء. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى السداد والتوفيق. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال إني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن لله عبادا ليسوا بأنبياء إن لله عباد ليسوا بأنبياء يخبطهم الأنبياء والشهداء. قال الصحابة من هؤلاء يا رسول الله فلعلنا نحبهم. من هؤلاء يخبطهم الأنبياء والشهداء؟ قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هم قوم تحابوا بنور الله من غير أنساب ولا أرحام وجوههم نور على منابر من نور لا يخافون إذا خاف الناس ولا يحزنون إذا حزن الناس ثم قرأ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قوله تعالى: ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا يحزنون ولا يحزنون. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Verily I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, verily Allah has some servants who are not prophets. They are not prophets, but the prophets and the shuhada, those people who were killed fi sabilillah, the prophets and the shuhada will be envious of these people." The companions upon hearing this and said, "O Messenger of Allah, who are those people? Who are those? Tell us who those people are so that we can love them." The Prophet ﷺ said, "There are people who love one another with the light of Allah. They love one another for Allah, because of Allah. They do not love one another because of their relations or their kin." He said that their faces, Yawm al-Qiyamah, will be of light. And they will be upon minbars made of light. They will not be afraid the day that the people become afraid. And they will not be sad on the day that the people become sad. Meaning Yawm al-Qiyamah. And then the Prophet read the ayah in the Quran, "Verily the awliya of Allah will have no fear upon them and they will not be sad." This hadith shows us, ikhwan, that our love for people should be because of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and not because of a color, the color of a man's skin. We love a person based upon how close or how far he is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we love the Muslim because of their iman more than we love our fathers and our brothers and our kin because of their kufr. The Muslims are closer to Islam than them. And inside of Islam, we love the Sufi. He's closer to us. He's closer to us, even though we recognize that Sufism is not from Islam. But he's closer to us because he's closer to Allah than the Kafir, than the Shiite. Depending upon a man's closeness or his farthest away from Allah will determine to us how we are to respond and act and view that individual. When we read the Book of Allah, from the beginning of it to the end of it, we find that the most important message of the Quran is the message of At-Tawheed, the message of the proper Aqidah. Unfortunately, we have Muslims who criticize other Muslims, who see a need, they see a need to teach the Muslims At-Tawheed. But when we read the Quran, we find that this is the sunnah of all of the prophets. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us about the da'wah of all of the prophets, we find them calling to Tawheed. The Muslims today are in dire need to understand what the proper Tawheed is about Islam. For verily from Tawheed springs out, branches out, the issue of al-wala and bara. Our allegiance is to who? And our al-bara is away from who? It's for who? So with that being the case, ikhwan, we say, and we say over and over again, until we begin to rectify the disease that is in our heart, this disease of not wanting to put the Quran and the Sunnah before our aqul, before our intellect, will remain in the position that we are in today. Last week we made a challenge to the believers, and in that challenge we said, let us practice the sunnah of putting our feet together, and let's make this salat properly. From last week to today, I'm sure that there were those from amongst us who tried to make a change on the dunya by practicing Islam. But how many of us have forgotten the message? How did we allow 7 days to pass us by and we forgot the message? No doubt it's from Shaitan. But again, it's because the Muslims are not ready for change. We as a community are not ready for change. So with that being the case, for those of you who want to have a direct confrontation with the enemies of Islam, he asks you to go back to your country and have a confrontation. But don't destroy the efforts of what's being done in this place. هناك ثغرات في قوانين هؤلاء الكفار تترك لنا الفرص لندعو إلى الله لا تأتي وتخربها. نحن في غنى عن هذه المشاكل التي تحملها من بلادكم. ووالله منذ متى ونحن نقرأ من الإخوان العرب الذين كنا نراكم بما قرأنا في كتب التاريخ أن الله قد فضلكم في هذه اللغة، أن الله فضل ببعضه نبي منكم. لا نحتاج إلى هذه المشاكل التي تخصصكم في بلادكم. تتركنا هؤلاء الإخوان كما ترون متعطشون لمعرفة الإسلام، كفار يمشون الليل والنهار في هذه الشوارع يحتاجون إلى الإسلام، لا يحتاجون إلى مثل هذه الأفكار تخرب الإسلام. ويسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to help the Muslims. So send out for us his mercy.